Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while each branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I spoke to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given to you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May be seated.
Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, last week let us know that spring has officially arrived. It was so bright and sunny during the week, and now we have the rain. It's just sort of how things are here in the spring. And at our house, the yard needs to be mowed about every 3 days right now. The rose bushes no longer look like brown twigs sticking out of the ground. And our little lace leaf maple tree has completely filled out in just the last couple of days. Clearly, it's time to start taking care of the plants, the flowers, and the trees that were left all to themselves throughout the winter. I guess that everyone here has had to do that at one point. In fact, I'm guessing many of you have probably planted gardens right about this time of year. And because of this, we can relate in some way to what our Lord is telling us this morning. Jesus is speaking of vines and branches, and his word is very clear. Jesus is the vine, we are the branches. No need to have any in-depth study here or read stacks of commentaries to figure that one out. And as branches, we are created to bear good fruit. And again, Jesus is very clear that there's only one way that this happens. God enables it when we are connected to the vine, to Jesus. If Jesus is a part of our life as Savior, then fruit will appear. But what does that look like? Our text this morning doesn't tell us, so we have to look elsewhere in God's word. Perhaps the most well-known is in Paul's letter to the Galatians, where he describes the fruits of the Spirit as joy, peace, kindness, and so on. This fruit also includes the God-given ability to resist sin and the power to live a Christian life filled with good service to those around us. Jesus calls this loving your neighbor. This love, this service is expressed in many ways. And this morning, we see directly through the service of the Concordia's LWML that these quilts and care kits may not seem like very much to us, but for those in need who receive them, they may be life-changing. They may even be life-saving. A Monday spent sewing, a Saturday spent putting kits together. For people, none of these ladies will ever meet. Now, I'm a great admirer of what the LWML does, as I'm sure most of you are. Christian fruit-bearing in action. And if you ask one of these quilters or the others about it, most likely their response will be, "Oh, it's nothing. It really is no big deal." If you were to ask the branch that's on the cover of our service bulletins this morning, how do you grow such beautiful, delicious grapes? If the branch could answer, they would say, well, that's just what I do when I'm connected to the vine. Our ability to bear such fruit, that is, service to others, comes from Jesus, the life-giving vine. Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. But then Jesus very quickly adds, apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me and is thrown away like a branch and it withers, and the branches are gathered, then thrown into the fire to be burned. Burning in my backyard is one of my favorite things. By this time each year, I have quite a pile of dead limbs and branches from the various trees and shrubs around our house. You see, at some point in the last year, they were all living and thriving, but not now. Apart from the plant or shrub or tree, they are dead, slowly decaying. No life in them. The fire pit is the only place for them. In our lives as God's people, we don't want to become like those dead branches. And how do we prevent it? The key is remaining vital, living branches, and not becoming dead branches in the kingdom is to remain connected to the vine Jesus and receive life from him. A funny thing about those dead rose bush branches I have ready to burn, no matter how much I want them to come back to life, I can't do it. I can't plant one into the ground and make them grow again. I can't sprinkle them with plant food to get them back to life. I can't prune off a few of the dead leaves hoping to spark some life back into it. And the dead rose bush branch can't do any of those things either. In fact, it can't do anything to bring life back to itself. It's dead and gone and ready for the fire. Before Jesus came, that was all mankind. We were hopelessly dead branches, destined only for burning in the fire. We were lifeless, fruitless, worthless, dead in sin branches, but just at the very right time, when we were still lifeless, fruitless, worthless, dead branches in sin, Jesus, true God, came from heaven and was planted in this world to bring life to all. Now, if Jesus was in my backyard, he could take that dead rose bush branch, walk it over to the living plant, graft it right back in there, and make it alive again. Although I think Jesus has better things to do than to help me with my yard work. It is essentially what Jesus has done for us. He grafted us dead branches into himself, with only one major difference. Our life came through his death. You see, while we were dead, sin-filled branches, we were grafted into the death of Jesus. In our baptism, we die with Jesus in those waters. And in the same way, we rise to new life with him. By being grafted into Jesus, we become a branch on this divine vine of Jesus, and he sustains us in a very unique way. After his ascension, Jesus gave to us in our baptism the great gift of the Holy Spirit, who keeps us connected to the vine. We call that the means of grace. Through his word, in the absolution, in the Lord's Supper, we are kept connected to the vine, giving you and keeping you in a saving faith, an active fruit-bearing faith. This means that every time we are all gathered here, fellow branches on the vine, our bond in the vine is deepened and strengthened. You know from our reading today that life comes from Jesus, the vine. It flows through the precious gospel promise found throughout Scripture. It's given to you personally in the bread and wine, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus given for you. These bringing to you all of the life-giving gifts of Jesus, including the forgiveness of your sins. In all of this, you remain connected to the life-giving vine of Jesus. Life flowing from the vine is great, putting it mildly, but there is another benefit for the faith-sustaining life we receive. And that benefit is prayer. Listen again to Jesus. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. Jesus is inviting us to pray, but not just any prayer, one that is aimed at carrying forward the work of Jesus, a prayer based on God's will, a prayer that acknowledges, not my will, but yours be done. And finally, another benefit of staying connected to the vine of Jesus by faith is the delight of glorifying God by bearing fruit. Jesus says, "By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so prove to be my disciples." Jesus makes us his followers through word and sacraments, and in turn, we reveal that we are his followers through the fruit of our attitudes, words, and actions. Knowing Jesus affects how we talk to others, where we go, the things we do. It means living with a purpose. It means bearing fruit that glorifies God. And that kind of life is always in season. There's always a harvest when we are connected to the true vine of Jesus. And as we are connected to him through faith, he promises we will be fruitful branches. To God alone be all the glory, honor, and praise. Amen.